Triton, please. Liz Taylor. Hello from Nadia.
And even Lana Turner's smile.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, according to where you are right now.
My baby don't care.
Welcome to listen some interesting things about women, cycle awareness, menstruality. Today, I'd like to speak about yoga, as we are in Auroville, the city of dawn, a city that is dedicated to the practice of integral yoga. But specifically, what's interesting today for me is the theory of Panchakosha. So people who practice yoga are already familiar with it. They should be, at least. Because we're speaking about the five main bodies that live within a human being. And in particular, we refer to Annamaya Kosha, the gross layer of the body, the literally the food body, the food sheath. So the layer that is the physical layer. Then we have Pranamaya Kosha, the vital energy or the breath layer. So subtler. And again, subtler, the third body is considered to be Manomaya Kosha, the mind and emotional layer. Then we go for Vijnanamaya Kosha, the intellect or intuitive sense of the body, the fourth one, and the fifth, the subtlest, Anandamaya Kosha, the bliss one. So we have a grosser layer, a subtler layer, and what is also called the causal body, the Anandamaya Kosha, the subtlest ever. It's the body of bliss. So if we want to translate these five Sanskrit names into something easy to understand for people and for women in particular, we need to refer these five layers to our cycle, our hormonal changes, our physical changes, emotional changes, energy changes, and whatever happens within a woman's body throughout the lunar month. Lunar month again, because our monthly calendar is based on a lunar rhythm, supposed to be 28 days long, but depending on every prakriti, so on the nature of each of us, can vary from 25, 26 to 33, 30, 31, 32, according to everyone. But yeah, let's see a little bit this. So the physical body. What's happening in the physical body throughout the phases of the cycle? Well, obviously the one that is most evident in terms of physical change is the menstrual phase. Because literally we have an internal explosion of the endometrium, the inner lining of the uterine walls. And this explosion causes bleeding. So opening of the cervix, I remind you, the organ that connects vagina and uterus, and release of a blood flow for a few days, 2, 3, 4 days, depending, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, according to the conditions of every month, of everyone. So a big physical change. You know, this big physical change is not separated from the other layers of the body. So there will be an energy change, a change in Pranamaya Kosha. So the vital energy will be affected, will have a different organization, we could say. I'm not saying that you need to be weak during menstruation, but definitely the energy level is different from the other peak of the month, that is ovulation, that mirrors menstruation. And again, going throughout the three other bodies, Manomaya Kosha, your emotions, your mental activities will be pretty different from the other, to the other, compared to the other cycle phases. And your intuitive sense. What interests me in menstruation is this Vijnanamaya Kosha. Usually it's translated as intellect, but I really like to speak about this intuitive sense, this inner knowing of who I am, what it is that's shifting during periods. It's what I call also meeting the divine. So seeing the menstrual time as a way of embracing the Anandamaya Kosha. So the body of bliss, the layer of bliss, the causal body. This capacity to meet an environment or a dimension that is not just the physical body. A gateway to understand that we are a portal of death and birth and rebirth every month. So something pretty interesting. These five bodies interacting with each other and this causal body, this bliss being conceived during menstruation. But we have also the other three phases. So, yeah, speaking about the opposite of menstruation, so the opposite polarity. When I speak to girls about menstruality, I always refer to the moon phases. And obviously the dark moon, new moon, is associated with the menstrual time. So when we are retrieved back inside, where we are connected with the inner dark side of ourselves, that is the bleeding time. Time to go back to the cave where there's no light. The other way, ovulation, full moon, full light, full peak of energy. And again, let's see the five koshas of yoga. Well, we said light, more energy. So definitely the pranic body, pranamaya kosha, will have an increased vital energy, increased physical energy, also anamaya kosha. Appetite will be different, physical capacity will be different in sports. I always tell girls, check it out. How do you feel in sports? According to the phase of your cycle, have you noticed then that there is time, more than time, where your body is more prone to injuries rather than other times? And ovulation is usually considered to be the peak of physical energy and capacity to perform sports and physical activities. So for people who are into a daily physical practice, such as asana, yoga asana, or other kinds of practice, can be dance, can be swimming, any other sport, we need to respect this cycle awareness, and we need to do that not just because we we believe that we are obsessed with menstruation and we want to, you know, to be polarized in respecting this time and just think about that. No. But more because physically, scientifically, your body, your hormonal asset, and whatever the chemical organization of your body directs energy in different ways. And after ovulation, when your progesterone rises and you go throughout your luteal phase, what is called the premenstrual phase, up to the menstrual phase, your muscles, your joints, your ligaments will be drier, will receive less nutrients from the body, from the blood circulation, because your womb is the place that's asking for more attention in that time. Your womb is increasing in size. Your inner layer of the womb, the endometrium, is growing bigger and bigger and receiving more blood and more water from the other organs. So obviously, if we have a certain amount of water and blood circulating throughout the body. And we need to direct more to the womb. This will be taken from other body functions, including the muscle skeletal system. So check it out, sport. How do I feel? How does my Anamaya Kosha and Pranamaya Kosha, so my physical layer and energy layer, react to my cycle phases changes? How do I embody this personally in my personal life? And obviously the Manomaya Kosha, the mind and emotional layer, will play a crucial role, and men have a lot of jokes about it. The famous premenstrual craziness, the periods, you know, dangerous time to go for discussion with a woman. Any other stupid joke that you could have heard of has actually an origin, and this origin is into this Manomaya Kosha change, in this fact that we change every bloody day, that we're not the same every day. Not just because of the outer environment changes, the outer seasons, but mainly because of the lunar inner changes that gives us a different understanding of reality and life every day. And yeah, if it's hard for you to distinguish this in everyday life, check it out at least in 4 main times a month. So 4 weeks, every week of your inner calendar has a predominant energy. And Manomaya Kosha, your emotions, will be more welcome in a phase rather than another. This can vary according to different body types, different education, different conditionings. But we all know that there's a higher sensitivity in the few days before periods, or the first days of periods, or during periods, or just after periods. And we all sense that when we perceive the highest peak of physical energy, we are also less prone to emotional waves. We are not so emotional. Check it out. Remember that there's no right and wrong. There's no good way of embodying the cycle awareness and bad way. Everything's right. Everything's welcome. And most welcome to understand how your emotions vary and get expressed throughout the cycle. And definitely, if you do that monthly by repeating this work of awareness, because this is it, it's awareness, then only after a few months, let's say 3 to 6 months minimum, you will understand that there may be some patterns and that you can prevent certain difficult emotional states if you happen to tap into that frequently in a pattern, so every premenstrual time or every menstrual time. But if you're not in contact with it, and if you are prey of your emotional state to your emotional state, then forget it. I mean, controlling something you are prey of, it's hard. So start with charting, tracking, observing, writing down monthly. And give importance to all the aspects of your body, in a totality of your panchakosha body, of your 5 layers, including the intuitive sense, what's translated often with intellectual body, the Vijnanamaya Kosha, the body of wisdom. The body of wisdom in the sense of not knowledge, so it's not an accumulation of information that makes you wise. It can, but it's not enough. It's more that deep connection with what's your intuitive sense, cultivating and honoring that space of yourself, often identified as the heart space or other body locations, from which you can go towards the light. You can go towards what's right for you. What's right and good and beneficial for you and for the community around you. So that's the Vijnanamaya Kosha. And obviously this will be embodied in different ways according to the phases of the cycle. I often like to describe the menstrual phase as the most intuitive time of a woman's body, suggesting women to learn to take decision in a cyclical way, not out of the blue, not all of a sudden, but digesting decision processes within the cycle time, within the lunar month. So conceiving the possibility of a decision in your follicular phase, in your waxing moon, in the time where energy comes back to you gradually with that curiosity and sense of exploration of inner child that you have in that time. Observing how this decision process is digested throughout the ovulatory time, your inner full moon, the peak of energy, the peak of expressions of actions and optimism also, let's say that all the decisions taken during ovulatory phase are often way too optimistic because you didn't consider the dark side. You couldn't see them. There was too much light. There was just too much light and you couldn't see the dark sides. And there you go. You take the time to observe and analyze the dark sides, the dark aspects of this decision that you're going to take. And you will understand throughout the luteal premenstrual phase, the waning moon time, that it was not as nice as you thought it would be. That there are other parts of this decision that you want to take that are not so interesting, actually, that you really don't want to step into. That maybe you're not ready for that, or maybe your interests go to somewhere else in another way. But finally, there will be the menstrual time, the new moon, the dark moon, where you will have achieved the peak of your intuitive sense, the peak of your inner wisdom, of your real intellectual power. That is not analytic, pragmatic, scientific way of thinking, of conceiving reality, is more coming from a deep sense of knowing, because you know. You don't need to learn, you don't need to say you know. You know that it's not right, or that it's right, that you have to do that. You know, just know that. Check it out and observe how this decision process can change throughout the phase of the cycle and how your Vijnanamaya Kosha can be at service, especially during the menstrual time. And see if all this can be useful for understanding where's the bliss, where's Anandamaya Kosha, how do I experience that, how do I contact that special space of myself throughout the four phases of my cycle. Where am I at? Welcome to explore. Welcome to be connected with your cycle awareness. Thank you for listening. And welcome to connect with me again next Tuesday. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for hot tone, please. Liz Taylor is not a star, and even Lana Turner's smile. Something he can't see. My baby don't
knows he cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. Baby don't care for, he don't care for high-toned places. Liz Taylor is not his style, and even Liberace's smile, something he can't see. It's something he can't see. I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for. My baby just cares for. My baby just cares for me.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.